Welcome in. It is a beautiful morning here in Dundalk, Maryland. We are at Costas Inn. My son Barry's riding shotgun today because like he didn't have anything else to do on a Tuesday afternoon. We are doing a cup of soup or bowl. It is a crab cake row. Costas isn't even open right now, so like the doors are open. So if you get here, I guess you can sit down if you want. My kid came in the side door. Having fun. How are you? Everything good? I know our microphones are working, which is, you know, the most important part.
I'm great.
How long was it? You did radio with me last year.
Yeah, I did.
Do radio with me when I'm in Dundalk.
I love Dundalk.
When you were a kid, you used to always kind of want to come in and like hang out on the show, and I used to bug you to come in. And you were excited about it. Well, hold on. Let's see. I started doing radio in 91, December 91. So you came to the radio station in 92. You remember Light Street, the elevator,
remember
the
Light
homeless
Street.
Man who was the doorman?
Remember the Taco Bell tacos for 30 cents?
That was later on. That was sort of a later incarnation. You're actually sitting over the WNST logo, so it's kind of funny. You should sit up.
I'm practicing all this.
I mean, because we have great guests coming today. We have important things happening here on the east side of town.
Yeah, I've never seen Costas this empty. It's weird.
There used to be a band called Disneyland After Dark, DAD.
Okay.
They had to rename themselves. They were a Swedish band. You can Google them. Okay. Disneyland After Dark, DAD, dad.
Okay.
Like, I'm your dad, father, my father. That's foreign daughter. So I would always think that the best fantasy book that you could write would be a fantasy of being trapped in Disney World after dark, where everything would be, you would have the whole park to yourself.
They have a kid series, I think. Ghosts come out and... I don't know.
I don't know, man. I've been to empty amusement parks before because I've been to some of these, like, I've had in Texas at the All-Star game in 96, they did their gala at Six Flags. So, I mean, it wasn't like empty, but you could get on any ride, the whole park was open, and there were 1,200 media members there in a park that would have had 20,000 people on a crowded day, right?
Walk-on rides.
So, I mean, like, I got on the Rebel Yell or whatever the version of that was a couple, five times. You just get back on again. So there is a part about, like, when a place is closed, and I was in here the other night. It was packed. Like, Saturday night was a line. It was crazy packed. And, you know, this time of year, crabs are tough. So, like, you got to call ahead. You reserve crabs. So some people show up. They don't reserve them, and they're mad, and we're like, well, we reserved them for these people. They called on Thursday and said they're coming Saturday, and they're going to get 24. You can't just make crabs in the back.
No.
It feels that way like they do at Costas, but you don't.
No.
All right, so my son Barry's here. This is the first year I'm not at the Super Bowl, and I'll tell you, on a Tuesday, the God's honest truth is it feels like I'm at the Super Bowl because of what I'm doing. Like, I did 10 hours at Fadley's, hooking up new... How do you like the new equipment here?
I love the new equipment. It's bright, shiny.
Doesn't it look like light bright
a
little bit?
It does.
My cat has just stared at it for like 3 days saying, that looks like fun. And the weird part is it has all these lights and it doesn't do ish.
It doesn't blink. It doesn't...
I don't know. These are... It's like the old instant replay we had at the radio station where I'd hit it and a beer would open.
Yeah.
Marvin Lewis always brings that up with me. He always thinks that's the most unique thing ever. Is that he sat in and I would open beers and play pianos. And
I found that piece and I cleaned it up and can't find software to run any of it anymore.
Instant replay.
It's all still in there. All those sounds are still in the board. But
what in the wide, wide world of sports is going on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can do them all.
You know? I'm a very available individual.
Oh.
We had all of those.
You don't have that anymore. You don't need that anymore.
No. We're not there yet. The birds are not freed.
It's pretty close.
You know, I asked Wendy Bronfine this week what the champagne of cannabis is or what the champagne... I'm going to have champagne... I've already... Well, you'll appreciate this because I went to Drug City with Jen the other day. We did some shopping. Did some beer shopping. When we came to Costas. We came to Costas, had dinner here the other night. Setting things up. Making sure everything worked. So come on down to Costas. We're here. We're live. If you're listening on the radio, my son Barry's here. He'll be here all day. We have Maryland Lottery scratch-offs. 10 times the cash is what we're doing. So stop by, say hello. We're practicing doing radio here. So went to Drug City, and I thought to myself, all right, I made the champagne of cannabis joke with Curia Wellness and Foreign Daughter. We talk about champagne. I don't like champagne. It gives me a headache a little bit. I mean, I'll taste it, but I'm not going to drink it.
It's my wife's favorite drink. She loves them.
the fizzies and the bubblies.
Tiny bottles. She does the tiny bottles so she doesn't overindulge.
Has she ever been hungover on champagne?
I think once or twice, yeah, and that's why it. She does the tiny
that's
bottles.
It. We just ran Chad Brown. I was just talking about Tiesto, and he and I and Julio ripped it up in San Francisco at the 16 Super Bowl. So it's 8 years ago this week. I met Chad Steele, and we're friends, you know, like in the real world. And former Steeler. I said he's my favorite Pittsburgh Steeler. Rob Woodson's a good guy, too, but that's okay. So's Tomlin, but he doesn't call me anymore. So we went in, and I thought to myself, I want to get a really good bottle of red wine. I like red wine, but I don't like spending $100 on a bottle. But if I'm going to indulge ever in my life for a celebratory bottle of something to drink, it really should be the day the Angelos family's no longer running the team. And you've known me a long time. Have I ever discussed with you or anybody in my life one day they won't own the team and it will be I haven't thought about that really since I did Free the Birds and he dug in further. I gave up the dream that he was ever going to die or that Major League Baseball was ever going to do anything about it or the city was. I mean, Wes Moore got rolled by him last year, and at some point, Wes sat here with me before he was governor. Like at some point. All of there was going to be change because we've lived long enough that things change, right? They just do. And
David Bowie taught me that one.
So I never went to bed one night staring at the ceiling thinking, one day they'll be gone. I gave that up. And like, I'll come back and it'll be normal and people will be treated normal. Cal will be an owner. Like, that was a fantasy, maybe a reality in real terms. Stephen L. Miles, the great lawyer, is my buddy. I hope his place is okay in Santa Barbara. It's a mess out there.
I miss his commercials.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Steve went with me to make sure I didn't wind up in jail the day of Free the Birds. Did you know that?
I don't think I knew that.
You went to Free the Birds.
I was at Free the Birds. I have my shirt.
I found the picture with grandma, with my mom, from the other day. By the way, I had a lady on yesterday who runs the Grace and Hope Mission down on Gay Street. And it's the most beautiful sign in the city. It's right around the corner from the block, the Pleasure Palace, the whole deal. But it's a beautiful sign, and I always thought it reminded me of Guys and Dolls. She came and did the show with me for 20 years. Dude, you got to see it. She looks like grandma. She looks like Liz, but she looks like Liz's sister. And she has this southern thing about her, but she was a woman of God. She was literally was one of the coolest ladies, and the Maryland Food Bank sent her to me yesterday, and like I fell in love with talking to her, you know. But so we're doing all this stuff, and I'm thinking to myself, the prayers answered on the Orioles, and the thought that this could happen, it hit me last Thursday. So it took 48 hours. Like Tuesday, it happens. I'm on the phone with deep throats all over the city getting information about, like, what does this mean? Every one of them assured me it's real, but every one of them had this caveat. It's the Angelos family. They're dysfunctional. They're volatile. They lie. So is there a term sheet? Sure. Has there been a handshake? Yes. Is this a sale? No. So it's not over.
Ink on paper yet.
It's not over, and it'll be over when it's over, right? We'll all know when it's over. When it's a signed deal, believe me, David Rubenstein. But it feels to me like John Angelos isn't coming back, that maybe there's been an agreement to say, you're done, we're not going to let you deface this for the next 4 to 6 months. We're not going to handcuff the baseball. I mean, it's not coincidental that the Burns trade happened. That they added $16 million in payroll on a blink, right, for this year, right? That's not coincidental. So I bought this bottle of wine at Drug City thinking this is going to be the thing I'm going to do that's going to be celebratory. And I thought, man, what's a bottle of wine that I can't afford that I'm going to buy one time in my that I've bought one other time? When am I going to spend $59.99 on a bottle of wine, and why would I do this? And I thought, it's the perfect bottle of wine. I bought a bottle of The Prisoner.
The Prisoner. Yeah. It's the Warden Edition?
I don't know what it is. It's a red blend is what it is. It's going to be milky and delicious. It's going to be the best glass of wine I've had since Sammy Hagar.
You're going to Andy Dufresne in the rain after getting out of Shawshank.
I just, by the way, that night, Tuesday night, some dude went down to the stadium and let off sparkler. Did you see the video?
No.
Some dude went down in front of like the Babe Ruth statue and let off some confetti and ran around. And like, I'm with you, man. I am completely with you. But I have been warned by people who do these transactions to just believe in it, hang in, let the ink dry. Yeah. But I did go to Drug City, George Fotis and Chuck, and I did lay down $59.99 on Saturday night after I had dinner here at Costas. And I have a bottle of The Prisoner, and I kept it upright because I want to, like, our wine rack sits right next to where I eat dinner. I'm going to look at it every day for the next 60 to 90 days, 120 days. And at some point this summer, I'm going to open that wine.
You're building a thirst for it.
The Prisoner. Released. Prisoner. I'm going to release The Prisoner.
I'm a whiskey guy. I like the whiskey bottles. But I
What's
mean,
a good whiskey name we could use to troll Angelus? I don't know.
I don't know. We can think about it.
I mean, I really have never thought about the end. I've never thought. Jen got on me like Thursday. She's like, "This is, you've had 48 hours to marinate on this." And I said, I think I might get my media credential back.
I asked, like, I was talking, like, I don't to my know. Wife about that. I was like, I don't, does the prison open again? Is it a playground again? Is it not a playground, but is it like, do we keep players after 3 years? Do we, like, how does
there
this work?
There are people your age that follow the Orioles that think, like, I'm a joke, and, you know, I get that on the internet. I had a media credential for 23 seasons. I had a media credential almost longer for the Orioles than I did for the Ravens.
All the Ripken years, the Mussina years, the Sidney Ponsones that came in.
My first Oriole media pass is a 1986 pass.
Okay.
So I had a pass every year from 86 through 06. I had 21 passes. I'm sorry, I said 23. 21 year. 86 to 06, I had a pass every year. I have them all. They're hard cards. Some have my pictures. You know, most years they look the same. But then in 07, after I did Free the Birds, that's when Greg Bader met me at the front door and said, "You're not coming in." And so I haven't talked to Greg Bader in 18 years that I'm aware of. I've seen him a few times because I buy tickets and go down there once in a while. But I
free speech ain't free.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, I haven't been wrong. I haven't lied to y'all. So,
like Jay-Z said, when you get nervous, you tell the truth.
I saw that the other night.
Really
By the
good.
Way, the Grammys was great on Sunday night, wasn't it?
I don't watch. I actually boycott. I don't watch any of it.
Well, why? He just said that.
Yeah.
Did you catch a clip?
Yeah, he said it's not a boycott when you go back and watch it on TV, the hotel. He made fun of Will Smith for that. But
right.
But he did the same thing. Like, look, if you're in the industry and you're up for it, if I was up for a Grammy, I would probably boycott the same way.
Listen, I didn't want to watch the Grammys Sunday night. I was a little nervous about doing 40 hours of live radio here with my kid this week at Costas. But my wife put it on, and I was, like, working Sunday night. And then, like, it got good. Like, the performances were good. Miley Cyrus is just extraordinary. And Taylor Swift singing Miley Cyrus songs was awesome. I liked it. I you know, it's Hollywood-y glitzy, and it's the Academy and, like, all that. But I didn't even see the Tracy Chapman thing. I woke up and
I'm gonna
saw
watch that.
Oh, my God. I do want to see that. It was phenomenal.
My wife told me about that. She showed me a little bit of the Miley Cyrus ad lib to prove she wasn't lip syncing about winning her first Grammy. That was kind of cool. A couple clips here or there. I didn't watch anything though.
Miley looked like Jane Fonda. She had like Jane Fonda 80s hair, and she's buff, and she looks like she. I've always loved Miley Cyrus. I mean, I wasn't like a Hannah Montana guy or whatever.
Yeah,
I've always
thought she was great. She's talented.
Yeah, I mean, she sort of stole the show for me until Tracy Chapman showed up. But it was just all really good, and I love music. So it's one thing I have left that nobody's effed up for me. Music. If I were to go deaf, that would suck. But I love music, so I love baseball. I love sports. I want to go back. I want to be. I built this to love that. But here I sit, Super Bowl week, doing the show at Costas because, you know, quite frankly, the Ravens behave like jackasses. So I don't. I'm here, and it's all good. And we're giving away these. They're 10 times the cash. It is Maryland Lottery. My son Barry's riding shotgun. So what's going on, East Side? Give me a little Dundalk update here.
I've just been remodeling the house I grew up in, slowly, steadily. It's changing wires out, changing walls out, finding old pink paint from the 80s.
See, every time I drive up our street that I grew up on, it's still the same old neighborhood to me. And Toby Robenstein lives here, and Louis Fashioni lives there, and you know, like
Shonda's across the street.
Shonda's so, yeah. Right. Like it's still that's what it is for me. You know,
yeah, the neighborhood hasn't, the blocks haven't changed. Just the people, good community now. Always has.
I can't believe you referenced Shonda Schilling because like. I thought of her this morning because I had a joke yesterday. Greg Landry came on from Towson Transfers, and he did a segment. He is promoting. By the way, I got so many charities we're going to have here today and yesterday. We did 17 charities yesterday.
That's a lot of charities.
I think we're going to do more than a dozen today. We have Leah Bittinger from Bring 'Em Home Animal Rescue on the east side of town. Lost she, dog,
she,
lost animal.
She bringing dogs the pet?
No, but okay. She's bringing stories. Barbara Knock and Otis and Josh from Churches for Streets of Hope in Essex. Steve Tormino, my buddy's going to come by. We're going to talk about Vehicles for Change. Marty Schwartz, who's Jim Schwartz's cousin, football coach Jim Schwartz. Marty does this thing called Vehicles for Change. He's been on like Ellen and Oprah kind of thing. He's a serious guy. He's out of town. I love Marty. Hello, Marty. We're going to do that. Christy Green, who just signed up today, her husband Torben's group was yesterday, St. Francis. She's from Maryland Coalition of Families. We're going to have Felicia Fleming and Julia Lederer here from Zacking Against Cancer. That was a Terps thing about 10 years ago, young man. So that's going to be a story there. Misty Bruce is coming from MC Vet, Mick Vet, and they help vets get employment, get housing, get jobs, get back into the workforce. They'll be here later today. St. John's Food Pantry, that's what we're benefiting today. I have some sheets around here. One over there. Yeah, grab that paperwork over there, dude. So the Maryland Food Bank is always looking for money, obviously, but canned goods. That's right here. This is what I have right here. This is a little sign. Please donate today a cup of Super Bowl, cash accepted. Maryland Food Bank. So that's what we're doing here today. But locally, the St. John Foods Pantry, Karen Leventis is going to be here, Friends for Supper Ministry. This is where the food is going today. So anybody brings canned goods today here to Costas, beginning at 10 a.m., we'll do that. Tanya, I hope I'm pronouncing your name right, Keats, I believe it is, from Show Your Soft Side, Animals. So we're doing some more animals later this afternoon. And then one of my favorite people, Brian Marchetti, is coming today. He plays Santa Claus around town. And he's a buddy of mine. His sister was my mother and your grandmother's caregiver at the end of her life. So his sister was the person that came to mom's house every his sister. So yeah. Last but not least, and this won't be last, this is in the 3 o'clock hour, and I'm really looking forward to this. So this is where the small to more thing kicks in, because I'm about to make you laugh. I sent an email out to everybody and said, if you want to come be a part of this and promote your charity, promote your community. And by the way, I have some space today. So if anybody's really listening live and you're in the area, you just want to roll into Costas and like tell me a story, come on by. We're here at Costas Inn. Doors open around 10, 10:30. Can't get you a cup of soup till 11 because that's when the staff comes in, but we're here. Girl writes me back and I don't have the email like in front of me, so I can just paraphrase. I was going to read it. Her name is Trish Woodward. Like Woodward and Lothrop, or like Bob Woodward. So sent her a note. She said, yeah, I represent Camp Opportunity. Like, all right, Camp Opportunity. This is a kids camp, 8 to 11, kids that have had neglect, abuse, awful things, showing them the world in the summer. So that's what we're going to be talking about later today. But she writes me a note. She's like, I have to tell you that I'm a Colgate graduate, that Camp Opportunity was built in Dundalk, and that you and I were in Oliver together in 1983. Two or three. I don't know. It all runs. It was 42 years ago. You weren't even born. And she said, I was in it. And I found, this is where Greg Landry comes in from Towson Transfers, okay? This is where Shonda Schilling comes into this. It's where the whole Colgate East Side thing happens. So I have a VHS tape of a play that I was in when I was 14 years old, before you came along, where I played the Artful Dodger in Oliver. We did it on the stage at Colgate Elementary School in November of like 82. So I think I was in ninth. I was in middle school. It was a couple years out of elementary school, but everybody there had changed except the music teacher was the same. A beautiful man named Lemuel Henson. H-Y-N-S-O-N. He was brutally murdered in the city a few years after that in the mid-80s. It was just an awful, awful thing. But I have a videotape, a yellow Kodak VHS, of a camera that was held in the back during our rehearsal.
Probably held in the back.
It was our rehearsal. camera that was like a VHS. 1982, dude. There was an expensive camera. It's a $1,200 camera when $1,200 is like $5,000 now, right?
It's like the VHS stuck in it still. The whole VHS went in.
I have a tape, perfect sound, perfect everything from 1982 of this play. Towson Transfers and Greg Landry, this is what they do. They take a tape from 1982 of that Trish doesn't even know exists, and I own, and I was in it, and I transferred it. So Greg takes the VHS, and we talked about this yesterday because I was in Carson City, Nevada, 2 weeks ago, and I went into the antique shop. You know, belt buckles. By the way, today Van Halen.
Nice.
Because that's Dundalk. You know, I got to go Van Halen today. I did Yes yesterday. I'm picking ones all week. I'm going to do Heart tomorrow for Marcello over Coco's. So I go into this Carson City, Nevada antique joint, and there's Rush this and Springsteen this stuff, but there was a legitimate Betamax. Like, and it said on it, still works. You know, it was $59 or whatever. It was a Betamax. And Greg Landry's like, I got one of those. It's Towson Transfers. So Shonda Schilling was the only one I ever knew that had a Betamax. So that's why I thought of her yesterday. Okay. Because her dad had Beta. I never knew anyone in my life. Beta was the first. It was the best. Sony had better stuff in 1979, 80, 81. We had a Sylvania VHS. Because, quite frankly, we went to Luskin's, and he was the cheapest guy in town. Stephen L. Miles' uncle. And my dad could only afford the Sylvania at the time, not the, you know, and the guy that sold us is like, the VHS is going to be like more open source, right? Like, as opposed to like Apple, which was more like Sony, which was this weird format, right?
Yeah.
And so I saw this Betamax, and I'm thinking to myself, this is exactly what Greg Landry does if you have these old tapes laying around. So this young lady's coming today, unless she's listening right now, she doesn't know this, but I sent her two clips, MP4 video clips that are up on YouTube of the scenes that I sang because Greg did this for me like 6 years ago. He mixed down all this stuff for me and gave it to me digitally, right? And I have the digital copy and I cut it out where I sang Consider Yourself but I have the entire thing for her. So I'm going to gift her today.
Nice.
The entire show we were in 1982. So that's Trish Woodward. She's here from Camp Opportunity.
That's awesome.
She obviously is living a good life and doing good work. So she's Colgate grad.
That's awesome.
And she's older than you. So she's got to be in her mid-40s. It's weird that I'm this old. How old are you?
I'll be 40 this year.
This is my son, everyone. Hard for me to believe that. I know you're happy to be here today, right?
Always.
Yeah. I'm going to send you on a Rofo run later. We're at Costas. We are over North Point Boulevard. We are celebrating... Really, a cup of Super Bowl. We used to do this thing at Radio Row. I'm so much happier being here with you right now than I would have been in Las Vegas right
yeah,
now.
Yeah,
right?
You don't want to be out there.
52 degrees out there.
Vegas right? is nice. I like Vegas, but...
I bet it was cold in Vegas this morning because the daytime highs were in the 50s. So that means, like, in the desert, it's probably, like, really cold. I put this on my app so I can, like, figure out how unmiserable I am by not being there. It's 42 degrees right now in Las Vegas.
I know they shut the pools down because we were there in October and we missed it by a day.
Oh, it's 42 in Las Vegas. What is it here? Hold on. What is it right? Oh, it's only 34 here, right? We're in Dundalk, Maryland. We're at Costas. Everybody comes by is going to get a Maryland lottery ticket today. They're going to get a 10 times the cash. I had a $10 winner yesterday at Fadley's. They were very happy with that when they won 10 bucks.
Nice.
We're going to be at Coco's on Wednesday. Thursday, we're going to be at State Fair in Catonsville. And on Friday, if we can keep the equipment running and I get quality help, like my son here, who's no longer like a kid, will be Friday at Pappas up in Cockeysville. So I'm going to get you crab cake today. What's your favorite thing at Costas? What do you eat here?
We get the chicken gyro, the tzatzikis.
Nobody gets the Greek stuff here.
The chicken gyro is the best thing on the menu, probably.
You love it.
I've had a lot here, and soup's good.
I love the soup.
Soup's good. Meatloaf was good. I've had the meatloaf.
I have never had the meatloaf.
Meatloaf was good.
Dude, you're weird. You come into crab houses and order meatloaf. What are you doing?
Because I know what's good. I want to see what else is good.
Right. That's a good point.
I've had the crabs here.
Variety. Right. I had the crab imperial stuffed mushroom caps. That's sort of my go-to.
Okay.
At Costas, there are several things beyond the crabs. Everybody knows about the crabs. People come for that. Crab cakes, whatever. Crab tower. You know, Pete's promoting that all the time, taking fun pictures. But the cream spinach... absurdly delicious and unique. It's completely unique to this place. Nowhere else in the world serves cream spinach like this. It has unique flavor to it. It has an amaretto to it. It's delicious. And the stuffed mushroom caps for me are the crab imperial, the best. Like I like that more than crab cakes, more than crab. It's one of my favorite things. It's the combination of the crab, the imperial, the egg, and the mushroom do it for me, and the little top on it. Plus, I feel like royalty because I want to feel like a king. You know, known that about me for a long time. And then the other thing that I got the other day that I've been getting for like 6 months here, and I just fell into this. I never order fried shrimp anywhere. Like, I don't know why I love fried shrimp with cocktail sauce. That's okay. Like a thing. I would go down to New Orleans, and the whole, like, if I was going to New Orleans for the Super Bowl, which I've done five times, whenever I would go there, I would hanker two things. The char-grilled oysters that they have down there that are amazing. I'm trying to think of the name. What's the name of that place? Not I'll Google it. But there's a famous place down there. It's not occurring to me. But the Acme Oyster House sits right off of Bourbon Street. And the Acme Oyster House is where I would always get fried shrimp because I love them and they're dusted in cornmeal. They do them the same way here. I didn't know that.
You don't have to go to New Orleans.
I didn't know this. I've been coming to Casa since 1976 or something, right? Like, I didn't order a fried shrimp here until last year. And Pete brought them to me at the bar with Karen over there. And they treat me nice here. I mean, I don't think they bring, it always feels like they bring me bigger shrimp than they would bring other people. I may be wrong. And then Pete would say, no, that's just what we do. But the shrimp come, they're about the size of my hand, you know? Like, they're giant. And I mean, they're like five bites for one shrimp. That's not a shrimp anymore. Jumbo shrimp, is that a
prawn?
I don't know what kind of
prawn.
These are like under 12s or what. I mean, they're big shrimp. And they butterfly them and they fry them in this pan, this cornmeal. And I would just say, like, I can't believe I ate here 1,000 times before I ever had one.
I don't think I've ever had that. Maybe I'll try that today.
Today? Oh, that would be fun. Lunchtime.
Maybe early, fried shrimp today.
Because I got to do yoga tonight. My son Barry's here. We are doing a cup of Super Bowl. It is the it is Crab Cake Row. I think Crab Cake Row is kind of fun. Like, it's not Radio Row. It's Crab Cake Row. And when you think about the places I'm going this week, right? Like, Fadley's, they originated the Jumbo Lump Crab Cake, right? Costas, my hometown, love of my life, East Side crab cake.
Ship them everywhere.
Coco's is the mayor's favorite crab cake. I've known Marcella 32 years. You know, I've known Marcella forever. Her crab cake's legendary. So we're going to be there Wednesday. Thursday, we're going to be over at State Fair with Evan. They have three restaurants over there, Beaumont, El Guapo, and State Fair. By the way, Fadley's is moving into the parking lot next door. I talked to Will and the folks about that yesterday. They're getting into the new stall. And once they get that open, they're going to Catonsville, and they're going to get this thing going out there as well. And then on Friday, we're up at Pappas in Coxville. That's Oprah's favorite crab cake. And you think these crab cake people don't get along and stuff? Like, the Costas family and the Pappas family are, like, really good friends. Like, they're
eat
in the
same business.
Like,
yeah.
Like, so it is kind of neat bringing Baltimore together and Smalltimore together and doing it with the Maryland Lottery. Your friends at Window Nation, I have my wacky hat. I'll put that on. I may make you wear the wacky hat. You like wacky hats.
I love wacky hats. This is my Don't Trip hat.
That's your Don't Trip hat.
From California.
I like that.
It's a good reminder.
You wonder why I love this kid. We're going to be here all day. Our friends at the Jiffy Lube Multicare, I got my oil changed out at York Road across from Curio. I had such great guests yesterday, and I feel bad, so I'm going to do this. Our next break, and I'm going to get everybody listening on the radio. We bopped out yesterday at about 9:15 because I have all new equipment. I haven't done live in 10 years. We made it through most of the day yesterday. I'm going to invite the dudes that came on yesterday that was sort of messed up at 1 o'clock, the two city police officers for Youth for Tomorrow. I'm going to have them back. But I taped everything we did yesterday, but the American Cancer Society, Vivian Stearns Elliott came by in the morning. I was their MC for a big event back in November that they did for the Hope Lodge. And the Hope Lodge, a beautiful story. It didn't air yesterday at like 9:29, 30. Luke and I put some tape on and I went back and fixed everything, getting everything working. So I'm going to air that. So yesterday, the American Cancer Society stopped by. I'm going to step out, take a break. So we're not going to be in live radio for a couple minutes. When we get back, Leah Bittinger's going to be here from, I have so many plugs here. Bring Them Home Animal and Rescue, we're going to feature in the 10 o'clock hour. Barbara Knock, Churches for Streets of Hope in Essex. Steve Tremino for Vehicles for Change. That'll be this morning. And later on in the afternoon, we'll have some more people stopping by. There is a chance that a bucket list thing's going to happen today for me here. There's a guest that I've been stalking for 5 years to have on the show. He is a James Beard Award-winning chef. He is out on a shoot for Vice today. He shot a Vice piece that I'm going to make. While I'm airing, and not that I don't want you to listen to the American Cancer Society piece, but while I'm airing that, I'm going to make you aware of the Vice Costas piece that got released 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Vice came in here in the fall and did a 11-minute segment on Mr. Costas, Mr. Triantafilos. I want to get it right. Triantafilos. I'm working on that. And Pete and Mr. Costas, his dad, did a whole sit down in here in front of this sign and, like, you know, quiet, and told their story about. And Mr. Costas has never told me his story. He always buys me beer. He comes in, always greets me. I listen to your show every day. Every day I listen to AM 1570. I hit my ad, you know, so that's pretty good, Mr. Costas, you know? So he's never done the show with me. He's always avoided me. He waves at me and laughs and runs off. He's afraid of me, right? Even though he listens to the show. He's probably listening right now on the way in. He probably is. So he's been avoiding me all these years. And he wound up on the Vice show. And I heard the story that I want to hear on my show that I've always wanted to ask
from him. From the hometown. From your hometown.
Yeah, on this thing. You're on this Vice channel, you know. But the Vice thing is unbelievably good. It's 11 minutes. And you being a Dundalk native, Colgate grad, like a Dundalk resident, pay your taxes, you vote here, hopefully the right way.
Yeah.
Todd Crandall won't want to hear that, but you know what I'm saying.
At my elementary school.
So
new elementary school.
They did this 11-minute piece here, and it's really a piece about Dundalk and the people and the history and the plant. If Anthony Bourdain were alive and came in here, it would be similar. And this particular guest, Steve Cho, I hope I'm pronouncing it properly, is the host on Vice for the local thing they're doing. They're shooting something else today. I don't know what they're doing. I don't know Steve. I've met Steve once. Steve has one of my favorite restaurants in the city, Ekibin. E-K-I-B-E-N, Ekibin. And over the weekend, I'm doing this thing here Tuesday. Jen and I were, like, Saturday night. I said, hey, it was before we came over here, before we came to Costas, I said to her, there's a Vice thing, 11 minutes, let's watch it. And she and I sat in the kitchen and just watched this 11-minute piece. And I'm 6.5 minutes into it, and the story's about Dundalk and the plant and this beautiful Greek family and third generation and family working here and crabs and football and sports and what's important. And then Steve shows up at the bar saying, I've always loved this place. I'm like, what? So one of my favorite chefs is a Costas aficionado.
Smaltimore.
His family is from. He's an Asian family. I'm not even. I don't want to say where they're from because I don't know. They owned a restaurant called Sea King out on Liberty Road, and he was the kid in the kitchen there, like Pete was the kid in the kitchen here, and Nick was the kid in the kitchen here. So that experience is incredible. But Steve did the video, and I said to Pete, "I'm like, you know, Steve. I got to get Steve on the show. Like I've been trying for years to get him to sit down and tell me his story because I want to hear it." But he's been avoiding me, and I think I scared him at a Best of Baltimore party a couple years ago. I frighten people, don't I?
It's the broccoli.
Whew, man, it's good. Broccoli tempura.
I've never had it. You've bugged me to go there for years. I've never been.
What's your loss?
I mean, I know it right is. Now. I know it is. Well, part of it is you have to eat it fresh. You have to eat it when you get it.
Be in the mood, drive over there and get it.
That's, you know.
I'll give a free plug to Ekibin all day long. I mean, literally all day long. It's my little, like, thing. When my wife's out of town in my darkest hour and I'm hungry and there's nothing in the fridge and I can go to Costas, I can go to Coco's, I can go to any of my sponsors, I can eat. I'm like Sinead O'Connor. I can do whatever I want. Yeah, I can do whatever I want, you know?
Prince.
Correct. That's good. That's good. Nothing compares to you.
Thanks.
So I will go down to the Ekibin. I will sneak into the Hamden Ekibin. I'll pull up. I'll give him my $11 plus tip. I'll get my little box and my chopsticks that I now can eat in because I'm missing my finger. I had to learn how to eat with chopsticks. And I sit in the car and I watch the steam come off it and I dip it and I sit there and eat the broccoli and I think, this is the greatest thing in the world. That's what I think. You're ready for a break, aren't you?
No, I just, I don't have any food infatuations like you do, I guess. I'm happy with just, you know.
Meatloaf. You're a meatloaf guy.
I like the
guy
primes.
Guy comes to Costas and orders the meatloaf.
No, chicken gyros.
That too.
Chicken gyros.
We're going to step it up today and get you some fried shrimp and some crab imperial. My son Barry's here. He's riding shotgun today. We're hanging out. A big thanks to JR for getting us on the air. I have new equipment. We're at Costas. Leah Bittinger's here. We're going to talk about the beautiful animals on the east side of town. We're going to be talking about a lot of great things today. I'm going to get the American Cancer Society piece on in the 10 o'clock hour because you and I have meandered a little bit, right? Yeah. So step out. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We're at Costas. I have Maryland Lottery Scratch-Offs. We're sponsored by Window Nation, supported by our friends at Jiffy Lube, and certainly here to lift the folks at the Maryland Food Bank. So please donate. Come on down if you're listening live today at Costas, Wednesday at Coco's, Thursday at State Fair, Friday at Pappas. We're there 9 until 5. Jen says to me last night, sort of rhetorically, "You think you're going to lose your voice by Friday?" And I'm sitting there like over a crab cake from Fadley's and mac and cheese, and I'm exhausted. I looked at her and I'm like, "Probably. Probably. You think I'm going to lose my voice?"
Probably not.
Yeah. No?
I don't think so. I'll take the under.
Well, we're going to be at Hollywood Casino on Sunday night. I don't know who. I'm going to be cheering for Taylor Swift, I guess. But we're going to be watching the football game at Hollywood Casino in Perryville. So come on out on Sunday night. You'll be hearing about all of that. And big thanks to everybody who came yesterday, Fadley's. I mean, just what an incredible roster of people. Everything you missed or heard on Monday, this week, anywhere, will appear by the end of the month at BaltimorePositive.com. I'm going to wind up with 80 pieces to put up. We have a new baseball owner. We have a football thing going on. The Terps are playing, and there's a football game Sunday night. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570. We are at Costas. Come on down and say hello and help us support the Maryland Food Bank.